Hello, and welcome to video number 40 in this series on the Jesuit Vatican shadow empire that rules the world covertly today. Have you been encountering a growing number of videos and websites on the internet shouting, "It's the Jews! It's the Jews!" claiming they are the controllers of world finance, thus they control the world? Those who make these claims have fallen victim to propaganda in books and information written by Jesuit authors and pushed by Masonic media. The evil Jew meme has become a forum for vicious anti-Semitic rhetoric. It is hateful, dangerous, and extremely irresponsible by those who are perpetrating this agenda. The lives of many innocent people are at risk from violence stirred up by a blind hatred of the Jews. And we remember during the Second World War when Hitler's regime stirred up this anti-Jew rhetoric and how many lives were lost through the atrocities committed against the Jews, who were blamed for all of Germany's problems. This is not accidental. This agenda is not accidental, but is a planned psychological operation against humanity by the Jesuits. The evil Jew meme is an old anti-Semitic Roman Catholic strategy for persecution of real Jews that continued on with the transformation of the empire from imperial Caesarian Rome. The Romans hated the Jews then, 2,000 years ago, and that attitude hasn't changed today. Jewish monotheism and Roman pantheism didn't mix then and still doesn't today. They do not mix. The Luciferian Jesuits who control the Roman Catholic religion also hate the Jews and do two despicable things. Number one, they either incite pogroms against Jews to exterminate them or use them as a front. The turncoat Trojan Jews who are co-opted into service are papal managers or Hofjuden, and each are compromised according to an individual's willingness to be corrupted. Claims made by irresponsible leaders of the alternative news community that Jews run the world, yet at the same time are waging war against fellow Jews and exterminating them, is absolute nonsense at the least. At worst, this claim, which is widespread today, runs counter to logic, as anyone with sense knows that strong cultural and ethnic groups are rarely divided against themselves. It's not Jews waging war against Jews, it's the Jesuits of Rome waging war through their world media empire in order to distract everyone away from the real enemy, the Jesuit Vatican Roman Catholic Empire. Today, contrary to what many claim, Jewishness is not based so much on genetic inheritance, but on adherence to a belief-based cultural system centered around either the Torah or the Talmud and Kabbalah. It's important to clarify here that there isn't one homogeneous group of people called Jews. It's more complicated than that, and this is what confuses people. There are many small groups, but in effect, three main groups of people titled Jews, and they play different parts in the big picture. It took me a while to figure this confusion out. Anyone who shouts viciously, "It's the Jews," are causing all the trouble, hasn't done any research, and is blind to the real picture. Jews really aren't all one homogeneous group. This is very important to understand. The first category of Jews are true Sephardic or Semitic Jews who adhere to the Torah, which is the five Old Testament books attributed to Moses and the 16 books of the prophets of the Old Testament now found in the Bible. This group worldwide is small and almost extinct after two millennia of persecution and genocide by the Roman Empire and then by the Roman Catholic Empire, although scattered pockets remain here and there. Essentially, They adhere to the Old Testament law of God and practice its rituals and customs, although most do not recognize Jesus Christ as the Hebrew Messiah. These people recognize the illegitimacy of the secular state of Israel today, and for the most part, do not support it. This group has the most legitimate claim to being the real descendants of the ancient Jewish people. The second group are an amalgamation of non-Semitic proselytes and adherents of Talmudic Judaism, an occult religion based on pagan Babylonian religion, invented by apostate Luciferian Jewish scribes and Pharisees. The Talmud is not Holy Scripture, but the collected writings of Jewish scholars over millennia, and is essentially a running commentary on the Bible begun during the Hebrews' 70-year exile in Babylon. For these people, the Talmud always takes preeminence over the truths of the Bible, and it is essentially a blasphemous philosophical assault against the truths found in the Torah and the books of the prophets. This Judaic religion is Luciferian and based on mysticism and the occult of Babylonian Kabbalah. Calling themselves Jews, these people persecute true Torah-believing Jews and hate Jesus Christ, refusing to recognize him as the Messiah. Some of these support the state of Israel today. Okay, the third group are non-Semitic atheists or adherents of Luciferian Zionism, masquerading as Orthodox Jews. This group actually administers the state of Israel today, and they are all servants of the Pope. Here's a bit of history illustrating that the dream of a Jewish homeland never, ever went away. In 1160 AD, David Alroy led a Jewish uprising in Upper Mesopotamia that aimed to reconquer the Promised Land. Then in 1648, Sabbatai Zevi from modern Turkey claimed he would lead the Jews back to Palestine. At the beginning of the 19th century, the Perushim, disciples of the Vilna Gaon, left Lithuania to settle in the land of Israel. In 1868, Judah ben Shalom led a large movement of Yemenite Jews to Palestine. Although it can be argued from these events that Zionist thought goes way back in history, it only formed into a concrete movement with the arrival of Theodor Herzl in the 1890s, who championed aggressively the core idea of the creation of a Jewish homeland in the Middle East. Contrary to many claims, Herzl was a Luciferian, a Freemason, and Kabbalist. Zionism is just a modern term to describe the aims and objectives of the Catholic Knights Templar in their crusades to capture Jerusalem and the land of Israel for the Pope during the 11th and 12th centuries. This is just an extenuation of the same idea, folks. This has been going on for centuries. They wanted the land of Israel. And guess what? They got it. This has always been the objective of the Luciferians. Christian Zionism in the USA today uses false interpretations of Bible scripture to justify the support and continued existence of Israel as a legitimate nation state and home for the Jewish people. This is not biblical. Many Christians have been deceived by this false teaching advocating dispensational heresy. Few people know or understand that Israel became a papal state in 1993 when Shimon Peres signed a concordat with Rome, ceding control of the Temple Mount region to the Pope, with another binding agreement being signed with Rome in 1997. This is not advertised in mainstream media, but this is a fact, and you can check it out. The furor and division over Israel and its actions in the Middle East has been one of Rome's best smokescreens since 1948. It causes massive divisions among people of all cultures worldwide. Public confusion over what is and isn't Jewish is being perpetuated by the Jesuits in blinding people to the reality of what is actually going on in the USA and Israel today. It's the second and third group of Luciferian Talmudists that willingly prostitute themselves for worldly wealth and privilege for the Jesuit-run Masonic political control system. This is a fact, people. This cannot be escaped. If you check the facts, you will see that what I'm saying is correct. What we see is a very clever cover or smokescreen to conceal those who are really in control. If we examine carefully the persons at the top of each world government organization or megacorporation, we don't see any real Jews. We see mostly white, Irish, Roman Catholic Knights of Malta, Knights Templar, Knights of St. Sylvester, or Knights of Columbus. The token Jews thrown into the mix aren't real Jews at all. They have Jewish-sounding names, but you'll find they have no adherence to the Jewish religion at all. If the Jews are supposed to be in control of everything, then why are all the top people in politics, banking, business, and military all Roman Catholic? Ask yourself. There's only one answer. Fake Jews are just papal managers put up front to deceive the public. That's all, folks. Nothing more. Do not be deceived by the media propaganda tricks of the Jesuits. Finally, let me state here that not all who call themselves Jew are Jews. The only true Jew is spiritual, and one that adheres to and obeys the Bible as the Word of God and follows Jesus Christ, the Messiah. This is stated clearly in Romans chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, where Paul says, and I quote, "For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." Unquote. The Jesuits do this, masquerading outwardly as Christians and parading around piously, seeking public acclamation, performing what seem like good works. But inwardly, they are corrupt and full of dead man's bones, as Jesus declared, "Ravenous wolves, seeking whom else they may devour for their kingdom of death." The Jews have been scapegoated for all the world's troubles and blamed falsely, when in reality it has been the Jesuits creating all the bloodshed and war from behind the scenes. The evil Jew meme has been the perfect ploy for the most wicked group of men to ever walk the earth, and it has fooled most people who don't know real history. God loves the Jews, but they are no different to any other people. All people everywhere must follow the same biblical directive to repent of all sin and rebellion against Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, or they will perish eternally. Jesus Christ declared personally in John chapter 14 and verse 6, and I quote, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." Unquote. God can't make the truth any clearer than that. There is no other way to God. Miss Jesus Christ and you miss God forever. Jew or non-Jew, it doesn't matter. The Jesuits are busy setting up their one world political and religious empire with its final Antichrist Pope ruler, who will demand to be worshipped as God by all. This is the counterfeit Christ that will deceive all who reject the true gospel. The Bible declares in Revelation chapter 13, verses 8 to 9, and I quote, "And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints," the real Christians, and to overcome them. And power was given over him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Unquote. God is commanding all men to repent of their sins and receive forgiveness before this world system comes to an end forever. After Jesus Christ returns, it will be too late, as it will be time for the judgment of all human souls, living and dead. People, there are no second chances. Please consider carefully the warning I'm giving. Do not allow yourselves to be deceived by the Jesuits and their evil master, Satan. Thank you for listening, and may God open up your eyes to the truth of this evil world system. Please share this video with others so they too might wake up from their sleep before it's too late. I hope to see you in the next video.